doing well. Last time I saw you, you were at NACUSO, basking in your glow of the next big idea competition, and right. and you had a cup of tea, so that was always cool. So how have you been since?
Doing well. We've been actually talking a lot about the CECL study that we did.
Let's talk about that. You said you, before we started recording, you said you presented on that today.
That's right.
So give us a 411 on what's what that was all about.
Well, I'm here at NAFCU presenting it because they're one of the sponsors. And we wanted to look at CECL as the new accounting standard for loss reserves, which loss reserves are a big deal. And it's changing from just most people were doing what are the next 12 months going to be. Now it has to be the life of the loan. And so we did a study on 30-year mortgages, pretty long life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac data, public data. And we wanted to test all the different options that they say, because the guidelines are very general. Lots of options on what you can do. And so we wanted to test a bunch of models and a bunch of options and see what happens. And
what happened?
Yeah.
Or is that part two of the conversation?
No, actually.
Stay tuned.
The quick punchline is, depending on how you implement it, completely valid, different alternate implementations, your answer can change by more than a factor of two. Now, a factor of two in your loss reserve financially, that's huge.
Yeah.
So that means there's a lot of discussion to be had about how to implement these. And it's not as simple as saying which is most accurate. Because if I can only in our study, we measured accuracy over a three-year period. We could say, well, these models have equivalent accuracy. But now I run them for 30 years for a 30-year mortgage, and the answers are quite different. And there's no guideline on which you're going to have to do. So we want to put that study out so that it would spur conversation.
Where can folks find the study? Well, go to your website or download it?
They can get it from us, okay. Or they can get it off the NAFCU website, if you're a member of NAFCU.
Okay.
I have to put in a plug. They told me it's the most popular white paper they've ever posted on their website.
Congratulations.
So you ought to get it.
Yeah.
If you like it. But yeah, it's out there.
What kind of prompted you to write this or produce this? I mean, were there a lot of pain points out there that you were recognizing? People were talking about this and like, hey, you know what, we need to focus on this. We need to like really get some deep thought here. Or what was the emphasis of this?
You know, we knew, I've been doing this kind of modeling for over 20 years, which is kind of scary to say, but I'll put it out there.
Well, it's okay because you got experience. We like that.
You have experience. And based on that experience, we had intuition about what we thought of the different kinds of models. But intuition is not persuasive. And so we did this study, and I have to say, I'm shocked at how close the study came out to intuition. That when it comes to accuracy and complexity and a lot of these things we measured, it really scaled the way we thought it would. And I've been surprised, but one of the key takeaway points for some folks is that under the old rules, the way people do their loss reserve, most people at this conference, they're taking an average of the last 12 months. What was my loss rate the last 12 months? Let's carry that forward. And I'd heard people say, well, can we do that for life of loan? That's a really terrible answer. And the study shows that you get variations between being 70% too low to 60% too high. It's all over the place. We knew that would be the case, but it's nice to actually just have the study and say, you cannot do that. That's not going to work. You have to have what we would consider a real model. And there are several real models, but NAFCU wanted to sponsor this because their intuition was, depending on the size of the portfolio, the institution, the capabilities of the institution, not everybody has the ability to make the best model, whatever we think the best model is. So it's trade-offs. And so we basically made a chart of trade-offs, pros and cons on all these models, so that you can self-assess. And
depending on what your circumstances are?
Yeah. And hopefully use that to defend what you've done when you're going to talk to your auditors and examiners and so forth.
That's very helpful indeed.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
So that's kept us busy.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
It was a fun project,
very
though.
Cool. Yeah. What's next on your docket? Any other cool projects like that you want to, or is everything kind of too early stages, or anything else you want to share?
No, it's not early stages. Actually, we're well into the product cycle on all this. I am a vendor. We Deep Future Analytics sell software that does portfolio optimization and in the context of CECL. So once you've got your number, what are you going to do with it? And we also have a partnership with Jack Henry, where you can get the CECL number into their ProfitStars product. So you can also have CECL in your ALM tool. So it's people look at CECL and say, we don't have to deal with this for 2 years. Yeah, but you want to do parallel running for a year so you know what you've got, and you need to get your data gathered and get models in place. So really, this is the time to do it. There isn't a lot of spare time.
Time is it. Yeah. Very timely stuff. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by, man. Keep up the good work, all right?
You too.
I'll do my best. All right.